I've got one of them new £1 coins.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I saw these. Let's have a look at it.
Yeah.
Let's have a look. Oh, right. Oh, thanks. Yeah, didn't nearly dropped it. Oh, it's like a hexagon
you
shape.
You drop it because you're the worst catcher
ever. It's not. It looks a bit like a euro, to be honest.
It does, doesn't it? It's like it's fake money. Yeah, I do like it though because it's shiny.
Bit awkward. It looks almost exactly like a euro.
Shiny. Yeah.
Dear, whatever dear it is right now. Time, whatever time it is right now. Here's Luke.
Hello.
She's Lucy.
Hiya.
This is Luke and Lucy FM. What's on this week's episode?
It's the one where we realise home is where the hurt is. In this episode, Lucy and I are talking about what happened when I moved to London, what happened when Lucy Luke moved to Manchester, people who relocate their lives and relocate their homes. We're talking about moving in this episode.
Yeah, there's going to be a riot.
Hello and welcome to Luke and Lucy FM, episode 62. We are 62 weeks into a podcast that has no definitive end date. Although, depending on whether or not, you know, Lucy and I can carry on physically.
Or whether we die.
What a great start, Lucy. Whether or not we die.
We don't know, do you?
You never know, Lucy. You never know. So, yeah, if this is the last ever episode of the podcast, then thank you for joining us.
And please come to our funeral.
And please play out the podcast at our funerals.
Yeah, that would be great.
Yeah, just the intro with Marcus Bentley would absolutely be superb.
Marcus Bentley was there doing it live.
Yeah,
that would be ideal.
You know what?
He's such a good sender.
He actually texted me this week, Marcus Bentley.
What, to say I can speak at your funeral?
Not talk about the funeral. He actually texted me this week to ask me if a mutual friend I had on Facebook was an actual friend. I said, no, Marcus, let me spell it out to you.
I don't know
any of these people on
you
Facebook.
You don't have any friends?
I just added them. They're all,
and you don't have any friends?
Well, I clearly do, Lucy. I have acquaintances.
You've got two friends.
3,000 friends on Facebook. I know... I don't know, 2,999 of them, yeah.
Adam and Darren,
if you listen, although, do you listen to the podcast?
Oh, no.
But
you
yeah,
do have one more.
If you want to listen to previous episodes of the podcast, just check out Luke and Lucy FM on iTunes or just search Luke and Lucy FM on Audio Boom or Stitcher or TuneIn. Wherever you listen to podcasts, it's where we are. And a true fact about me, Luke Merson, is for the first time ever in my life this week, I tried a 5-bean burger. It's a burger made out of, you know, like those kidney beans and various varieties.
Really? Meat burger?
Basically, it was basically a veggie burger. And
what are the 5 beans? Kidney beans?
I don't know. But put it this way, right?
Baked beans.
Whatever those, Heinz, they shoved Heinz in a burger. Whatever those 5 beans were literally one of the worst tasting things I've ever had.
That is so disgusting.
5-bean vile burger is what it should have come like. I barely ate it.
Yeah, I have to admit, I couldn't be a vegetarian.
No.
I just couldn't.
We can do a future episode on veganism, I think.
Yeah,
I think it'll be a good
thing.
Lucy and I become vegans.
Yeah, I did actually go for a 7 or 13-course vegan meal once.
We'll save it, Lucy, for a future episode where we talk about veganism.
It was full of lentils.
Lucy Hilton, what's a true fact about you?
So talking about tasting things disgusting, we know how much I love chocolate.
Yes, it's very true. Check out last week's previous Easter chocolate episode, yeah?
And
the episode we talk about chocolate.
And I love these specific hot chocolates from Wittards. And they do a lighter version.
Yeah. They don't sponsor us, although if they want to.
Yeah, and they do a lighter version of it. So it was half price. So I thought, oh, why not? Save a few pennies, get that one. It was vile.
So a light up, like one of those lot of diet hot chocolates.
Yeah, it was disgusting. The lady was like, oh, it tastes exactly the same. It tastes like feet.
If Witters are listening right now, we would love to promote your new lighter range of hot chocolates. Just tweet us at Luke and Lucy FM. The reason why we are doing this episode is because you've been a very, very busy girl this week, Lucy, helping your boyfriend move into his new home and his new humble abode. Yes, you didn't miss hear me, by the way.
Got himself a new bachelor flat.
He's not a bachelor, though, is he, Lucy?
Well.
Lucy has got a boyfriend. If you didn't know that, please check out episode, maybe about 10 episodes ago you revealed it. I can't remember. It's big news. And...
was in the past.
Yes, it was in a previous episode. Check it out. And so talk me through it, Lucy, because the entire process of moving, I mean, how many times has your boyfriend moved?
Honestly, well, he's had a house before this, and then he moved back into his dad's, and then he's got this house, so 3.
Well, I'll let you know, Lucy, the average person moves 8 times in their life.
Yeah.
So he's only got five more to go and he can die. And he's hit average peak.
He's done.
So you've had quite a stressful week then.
Well, I don't really get stressed about things like that.
Nonsense, of course you do.
About work and stuff, I do. Well, yeah, I do. But none of it's
like
affecting
a chocolate,
me. It didn't affect me, so it's fine. But he gets so stressed, bless his little cotton socks. And it's his own stupid fault because he only got the keys on Thursday, yet he ordered his bed, fridge, freezer and everything else that goes with it to arrive on Thursday.
So where did he put everything?
And he was also at work.
They just plop it outside the house.
Well, this is the thing, like 8 o'clock in the morning, they're ringing him, or 7 o'clock, saying they're there. And he's like, well, I'm not there. I've not got the keys yet.
Oh, dear.
What Muppet, though, orders it on the same day?
That's risky as well.
Very risky.
Otherwise, you could have all this items of appliances piled up outside a house that you don't technically live in yet.
Well, he's had to reorder it. So the firm's not going to be happy, are they? Like, sent someone out for no reason.
Everything like that, though, is incredibly stressful.
Well, he's reordered it again for today and he's working.
Do you know the... Oh, dear.
What the
heck? In that case then, Lucy, forget this episode. Get out and go and make sure you stand outside his new house. Do you know, Lucy, that moving house is the third most stressful thing you can do in your life?
Yeah.
What is the first two?
Having a baby.
Having a baby comes in at number two.
Does it?
And what is the top one that you can... What is the most stressful thing you can do in your life or an event that happens?
An event? Marriage.
Death. Oh. Somebody dying's
very
stressful.
Yeah, but if you've died, it's not really stressful to you, is it?
Depends on the circumstances. Well, yeah, so I imagine marriage is probably the fourth one after that, other than moving house. 75%, Lucy, of home movers occurred in the UK, right? 25% of these home movers in the UK moved to a different country.
Serious?
Yeah, 25%.
Emigrated. Probably everyone seems to be moving to Australia.
In the last few years, 2.8 million people moved out the country.
Really?
You know, that's a lot of people leaving the UK.
They said
we're overpopulated.
Well, this is the thing, like, what, people in the UK or people coming to the UK?
No, they're saying the UK is bursting with people. Well, 2.8 million just left.
A lot of people are moving out.
Absolutely. And, you know, there's loads of people. Somebody I went to high school with is now living life in Australia. I check out her Instagram all the time and she's like, it's freezing today and it's a picture of her on the beach.
Yeah.
And you just think to yourself...
Just like a tiny little cardigan.
But yeah, exactly. Oh, well, no cardigan. She's in a bikini. Oh, it's a bit nippy today. Well, how about you put your nips away and get yourself a cardigan on?
Do not tell me you wasn't loving that.
You know, I liked it on Instagram.
Of course you did. Of course you did.
You moved. When did you move out?
About a year ago now.
No, that was really very stressful for you, right?
No, not really. I had everything that I have to be honest. Like, I didn't think of any like what I needed or anything. Because the first time I moved out before that was when I was at uni. Your mum and dad practically do it all for you, don't they?
Well, you see, I lived at home when I went to uni for that 1 year. And but I did help my girlfriend move to Lincoln when she lived in Lincoln
Uni.
Get
that.
And it was the car was piled high. There was about a billion packets of pasta and tins of all sorts of food that she would never remotely eat normally, but because it's student food, then she shoved it on the car. Pillows, blankets, a billion duvets.
I feel like I'm still living on student food.
Why? Well, now that you're living on your own.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. Like, I promised myself when I moved out, I'd make myself a cook, like a good cook. Because when I lived with my parents, Babs would not let me cook at all. So I thought, right, I'm going to teach myself to cook. And I did. The first few weeks... /months of living there, made some spaghetti bolognese and things like that, chilies. But there's a pizza shop right next door to me.
Oh, Lucy.
So it's kind of dwindled.
How many times do you have pizza?
Well, it's not just pizza. It's
wow. Okay. So you're a regular customer. You've got a loyalty card, is basically.
Well, they do know me.
Jeez. Right. That's not great, is it? You know, a girl I was talking to yesterday told me, she said, I've got to get back. I've got to go home. I was like, what are you having for your tea tonight? She said, all bran.
What, cereal?
I was like, sorry, what? She went, well, I'm on a cereal diet. I said, well, that's a strain. What, like Special K? She said, no, it's just because I can't afford anything else. I was like, oh my word, you want 20 quid? Do you want to buy like 50 tins of beans? Maybe I can help you out.
Get some toast.
Get some bread, maybe. Beans on toast is a cheaper meal. When you moved into your humble abode in Manchester, Lucy, do you have any, was it awkward at all? You was on your own? You've had some disasters.
Yeah, because I've got like a little one bed, so there's just me in there. And I have to admit, like the first few nights, it's even now sometimes when I go to sleep, you know, when you hear the noises.
But it's an apartment, like, so there's people in the block.
I know exactly, but it's scary thinking that someone's going to try and break in.
They could do it any moment, in fact. Yeah, they could be, while you're recording this, they could be trashing your place right now.
Well, this is the thing, when I first moved in, they were like, I've not seen him in ages, hopefully he's been sacked. But there was this concierge and he looks, have you ever seen The Human Centipede?
Oh, is that film where the psychopath stitches all the people together and they have to basically...
And they have to poo in each other's
Oh, yeah,
hands.
We don't need to... Sorry if you're eating right now, aren't we? We do apologise, yeah. Well, why? What did he do? Did he try Human Centipede?
He just looked like the Human Centipede. So, honestly...
What, he had somebody's bum attached to his mouth?
No, like, the Human Centipede guy, he just does that. He's not a part of the chain, the centipede.
Oh, the jeez Louise.
Honestly, but he looked like that. He looked like a psychopath. And I thought he was going to murder me and then stitch my mouth to someone's ass.
Oh, have you not
it
seen him?
It was a scary time.
Have you not seen him since?
I've not seen him for a couple of months. No, so hopefully the police have found like the centipedes living in his basement and
arrested him. Yeah, well,
I think he was like hatching a plan.
I'm pleased that you've been able to use your mouth for this podcast, Lucy. I'm glad that your mouth is available to be used. So what? So you moved in then, and that was one of the only issues, or have you had? I found when I moved to London quite stressful, but so you must have...
Well, I didn't really have any issues. The only issue, I suppose, like, this is the thing, I had no idea what to do, though. All I did was pack a few clothes and think, oh, that's it, I'll be
going
fine.
On holiday. Yeah. I can come back whenever I want.
I know, thank God for my mum and my sister and my brother's girlfriend literally brought everything. Well, my mum especially brought all the tea towels, the still like kettle, toaster, everything.
All the stuff she didn't want so she could give all the old tat to you. Yeah.
I didn't even think about that, though. I didn't think that you'd need all that. Like,
what do you think was going to happen, Lucy? Just imagine itself.
I'm sure it'll be there, yeah.
So basically, your flat is a hand-me-downs. It's a charity shop, basically.
It's a charity shop. Well, yeah. Yeah, it is. It's from the 1970s in there.
I remember you telling me at Christmas time, you racked up a huge electricity bill because you just left all your Christmas lights on all the time.
Well, he looked pretty.
Oh, yeah, of course. But question is, your bank balance didn't look that pretty, though, did it, when they took out the electricity bill?
Doesn't look pretty. Living on your own is not cost-effective. And when I first moved in as well, first day, I had these dead nice blinds all on the windows in the living room, and my little nephew, like 2-year-old chicken, comes and breaks
the wall. To be clear, he's not a 2-year-old chicken. he is a 2-year-old child.
He's a chicken. Comes and breaks all the blinds.
But you've got a landlord, right? So would your landlord not be happy that this has to be repaired?
Well, this is the thing. It was my sister, so it was her child.
Oh, well, that's fine then. Just blame it on her child.
Just blame it on her child.
Listen, it's not my fault, landlord. It's your kid
child.
That's ruined it. Yeah, well, that's better. That's a better scenario to be in.
Exactly.
I wasn't so good in that scenario, unfortunately, when I moved to London after Big Brother, and it was the height of my fame.
See, you would have been super young, though, as
super young. I was 21 when I moved out and moved to London for a year. And not only did it financially take a massive burden, I was talking about...
Especially in London.
£2,000 a month in rent.
Yeah.
About a month for rent.
Like, you would have had like a nice apartment and stuff, right?
Yeah. Well, it was... You would think it would be nice. It was Shepherd's Bush, which was not the nicest areas of London. And we had to flat share with somebody else. There's three of us in the flat.
Oh, wow.
And
who's we?
And it doesn't matter who we was.
Voldemort.
Somebody who won't be named. And it was me, her, and somebody else who actually, ironically, was in Big Brother because it was cost efficient. We knew them.
Oh, really? Who was it?
An Australian girl we knew back in Australia, obviously. Who isn't in Australia? And it was good at first, you know, it was exciting. And then I realised, similar to yourself, we've no shelves, there's not really any wardrobes, and I had a go.
No cutlery.
I'm not the best at DIY, and I had a go at building a desk. I put all the stuff on the wrong way round. So the desk was inverted, effectively. All the stuff was the other way round. so it didn't look great. And if I spray painted it black, I could have got away with
it. You would be such a good house husband.
But I had to bring all the stuff down on the train because from Wigan to London, it's not really drivable.
Oh,
it's 4 hours.
Worst. Well, 5 in some cases, isn't it?
I'm on a Virgin Pendolino with a load of pillars, a duvet, and about 6 different versions of Monopoly. Honestly, I found the entire thing very stressful. And living in London and
you
moving out.
You find everything quite stressful. stressful though.
Not. I'm not as stressed as I used. But that at the age of 21 was not great. Like yeah. I found the entire experience frankly daunting.
I bet you was a little diva as well.
And well, it didn't help that my landlord was, in my opinion, a tyrant. And one month I decided to really irritate him by paying one pence less than the amount of money he wanted for rent. And he phoned me up within a few hours demanding the extra penny.
Oh wow!
Yeah,
because he was so short of cash.
Well, he was robbing enough of it off us and everybody else in the apartment. Yet there was no blinds in any of the windows, and he couldn't really seem to grasp blinds. So when he came round, I said, "Here's a quick one. Daylight shines through a window. How do we block this?" Oh, and he was like, "Well, you'll have to temporarily use cardboard." No cardboard.
I don't think so.
I'm not paying £2,000 a month to shove a piece of cardboard on a window. You're going to go and put some blinds up. And he sent these two Chinese workmen round to do the blinds, and they made the blinds bigger than the window.
Oh, wow.
London is, in fact, the most popular area that people move to, Lucy.
Yeah, it doesn't surprise me. It's because it's the nation's capital and all that.
195,000 people moved to London rather than anywhere else in the UK last year.
195,000.
No, I mean, I want to categorically state this now. Nothing short of £100,000 a year will get me to move out of my parents' house completely.
You need to be rich, don't you?
I mean, honestly, you need to be able to afford to live in London. There's a difference between living and living in London.
See, I'd like to go for a year, but
honestly, no, you wouldn't, Lucy. You really wouldn't. It was
just good because, like, everything's there.
But you know, everything's here. You can go to McDonald's on your. You've got a pizza kebab shop next to your apartment, so you don't need to bother with that.
I think I'd rather be in London.
Honestly, the most popular. What do you think is the most popular months to move? I moved in September. When did you move?
In, like, May, June.
Okay, so the most popular months to move are between August and November.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, because they want to be in for Christmas.
Exactly, they want to have the first Christmas in the new
with the
home.
Christmas tree.
And the huge electricity bills.
The feeling, like, when I put my Christmas tree up, the feeling of warmth it gives you inside.
Really?
Like, there was a little glow in my heart.
Heartwarming. There was also a glow in your thing. Didn't you nearly set your flat on fire? Didn't you flood your flat?
Yeah, I accidentally left the tap on in the kitchen once, and literally there was a lake in my living room.
Lucy was trying to visit Lake Windermere. You've said that previously on a previous episode.
Oh wow!
The worst months to move are between February and March. Well,
why?
That's no surprise. Everyone's broke from Christmas.
They're broke. It's the depressing months.
Yeah, nobody wants to do anything. The last thing you want to do is move in those months.
Well, it might make you feel a bit better, maybe.
Potentially, no. I don't think it would. I think it'd be a pretty bleak time of year to move. And then there's the expense of moving as well, because most people moved in areas to rent, or if they just got married, then they're moving into their first homes.
Like, buying a house is the most expensive thing, isn't it? You don't realise what
I wouldn't
have
know.
To
I've
pay
never,
for.
I never bought a house. I can't afford to buy a house.
Well, I went for a mortgage meeting, and it was just like,
wasn't it? It's the most depressing thing you've ever done.
Yeah, like so many things that you have to pay for, and you don't even realise.
Go on, name some of the things that they said you have to pay for.
Well, you've got solicitor's fees, hasn't you? The deposit.
Ugh.
You've got life insurance, building insurance, contents insurance. There's probably so much more insurance.
Life insurance? What? They insist you have life insurance if you live in a house.
I don't think that's, like, what's the word?
Make or break.
Yeah, I don't think that's necessary. However, like, it's recommended.
Because if you die and then there's nobody else to pay it, where the bank going to get the money from? Whereas if they've got life insurance, they'll just reap whatever you've got on your life insurance. But honestly, I'm not surprised that most people, it's the third most stressful event you can do in your life, to be honest, moving house, because I actually found it, and that was just to London. And then when I realised I couldn't afford the flat anymore in London and left, and actually I didn't get the full deposit back because
They always claim that you've done something.
Yeah, I took photos of when I went on it, almost identical.
Exactly the same.
I mean, fair enough, there was a few stains where the dog had crapped on the
the
carpet. Well, yeah, but only for a temporary period of time.
Yeah.
Well, we weren't allowed dogs in the flat. It was, to be honest, that was another thing. Missold. Estate agents are the worst human beings on the planet, lying to you.
I don't think you're ever allowed to have animals in flats, though.
In any rented accommodation?
Yeah.
No, you're not allowed an animal, right?
No, but I really want like a little kitten or
something. No, cats are messy. Cats are really,
so
really
cute.
Messy.
They're not as messy as dogs.
If you'd had a cat and you'd done that flood, the cat would be dead now. It would have drowned.
This is true. And they'll pee all over my sofa. Exactly. I don't want that.
Then what are you going to tell your landlord slash sister? She'll not be happy. You can't blame it on a son then. Oh, sorry, that your son did it.
I'll just say, oh, yeah. I'll say, I'll babysit Barnes, bring him round, and I'll say weed everywhere.
I just realised as well, 8 times a year, people move 8 times in life. Like, that's 8 moving in presents.
I know.
Over the period of their life.
It's so expensive.
They're ridiculous, though. Like, I have a friend who on and off listens to this. Hi, Adam, if you're listening. He's moved house in the past from different rented flat to a rented house in maybe 4. In fact, actually, he's going to be, by the time he dies, I imagine double this average figure.
Probably.
Are they? Literally.
Why could you be bothered though?
Well, and eventually you begin to lose your possessions because you've left them in the old place. And, you know, the first time I got him a moving in present, the second time I thought, well, I've only just got him a moving in present.
Yeah,
the third
he's not getting
time,
another.
I thought, at this rate, he's moving to a different place every week. It's better off on the street. At least he didn't have to move anywhere then. Like, he can just go pack it all up in a box.
How much would you spend on a moving in present?
That's the thing though, right? You know, Lucy, I feel as though it really depends on how nice the place is.
Do you think?
Yeah, do you not think it depends on how nice the place is?
No, not really.
Yeah, I think of course it does.
Maybe on what you buy, but not how much you spend.
If somebody's moving into a dinky crap hole, you're not going to start getting them like a giant portrait or anything, are you?
Why not?
Did I get you a moving in present?
No, you didn't, actually.
That's it for
so
this episode.
Selfish.
We are done with episode 62
glad
of Luke and Lucy.
Glad you just raised that point.
I do hope that you enjoyed this episode. If you did, please leave us a 5-star review. And if you're moving home right now, we hope this has inspired you to get happy about the fact that you're moving into your new life.
Yeah, and don't expect a moving in present from Luke.
Also, you could use this as a moving in present. Just tell them, oh, listen, I've got you this present, and then play us out. Audioboom.com/channel/Luke and Lucy FM for previous episodes. And again, search Luke and Lucy FM on iTunes or on Stitcher or on TuneIn. Just pop our names and you'll find us there. We are moving on to episode 63. Until then, have an absolutely amazing time with whatever you're doing in your life right now.
If you're moving house.
Or, for example, if you're moving back home, you know, a lot of people's houses are being repossessed.
Home is where the heart is.
Oh, Lucy, you ended the episode on the title of the episode. That's fitting. Oh,
so cute.
I know, right? Do you want to say it again, just in case people missed it?
You've just listened to Luke and Lucy FM. Why not listen to it all over again? Oh, and please, leave us a review on iTunes. Pretty please.
Luke and Lucy FM is part of Podnose, the UK's leading independent entertainment podcasting network. Come visit us at www.podnose.com. That's PODNOSE.com.